The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The world,
Palestinians,
Russia,
Iran,
China,
Israel, Hamas war
affects us at home,
higher tariffs,
illegal alien sex offenders,
buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3.
The sky.
Let me get into this a little bit of this post-election stock boom. And according to this economist, and I'm not that familiar with him, Harry Dent, the Trump victory-fueled post-election market rally has investors cheering for now. However, outspoken economist Harry Dent is still bearish about America's private debt and the future of the economy, arguing that the euphoria won't last long. I can tell you one thing. He said bubbles never, ever end well. There's no way to go from an extreme bubble and have a soft landing. Now, that's what seems to be happening right now, and we'll see. But I tell people, give it until 2025. I think the truth will be told next year whether they can let down this bubble without causing a crash, because I can tell you it's never happened in history. I can't even compare past bubbles to this bubble, given how global and pervasive it is.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Look, I saw the way the market was behaving.
Right.
And yeah, and I chalked it up to, I think there's an exuberance and a belief that, you know, Trump's going to get in there and our economy is going to get roaring. And these folks want to take it, you know, advantage of the opportunities that are going to present themselves.
Sure.
But yeah, you think about it, it's like a correction is very, very likely. It's just going to be a matter of to what degree, and so what do you do with what you have? And a lot of that, I think, is dependent on, you know, what you have and how old you are.
True. How painful, how painful will it be?
Look, yeah. I saw the life sucked out of, you know, my 401k in 08. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had about, I think I had about 17 cents in there.
Bragger.
But that, of course, grew fairly rapidly.
Right.
But yeah, that was like 16 years ago. I mean, you think about 08.
Wow.
So you have to look at it in terms of, as long as they'll have me, I love this job. I'll never leave it.
No.
Radio, you don't always have control of that.
Yeah, the feeling is not always mutual, shall we say.
Which, yeah, I mean, I find hard to believe, but things do change.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline, Dan. Nope.
Nope.
Wasn't there.
Nope.
Wasn't there.
Patience is a virtue.
Yes, it is. We'll see if this, you know, you hate to be the naysayer and stuff, but yeah, we know that things are, they're hyped up.
Sure,
I mean, normally, we know the economy's not as good as the market is acting like it is. Is that fair to say? Yeah, it is not as good as how they are behaving. And here's the thing that bugs me, and I don't know what I can do about it, but, you know, when the market goes up really high, and it was, what, day before yesterday, or was it yesterday? And then it dropped a little bit, a few hundred points, in fact. And just before that, if I was, like, a rich guy or whatever, I would have, like, taken. You know, 401k is not that easy. You can move it around, but it's not like, like, when you have money outside of, you know, the tax stuff, when you have, like, big money that you could play with, I guess is how you'd put it, it'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take. In other words, I'm going to sell a bunch of stuff. So that's what happens. If you're ahead of the curve, in other words, if you're wealthy enough,
right,
you're always going to be ahead of the curve because you see the big gains in the market and you go, well, I'm going to take some profits out. Those profits were our gains. Yeah, but what are you going to do? What else are you going to do? I'm not that good at blackjack. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, gambling is probably not a good idea in general.
But if you are going to play roulette,
yeah.
Wesley Snipes taught me a long time ago.
Yeah.
Always bet on black. Passenger 57.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.